Jim, spoke to you earlier in the season, you know, Division 2, unbeaten, won the league final last day, you know, so many plus points. The county now is looking forward to this, the whole country is looking forward to this Ulster Championship game in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, Brenton, I suppose a big couple of weeks on the horizon for us. Big challenge, obviously. We all know what we're going in against. Away from home, it'll be a great atmosphere, I'm sure, for everyone. I suppose it's our biggest test to date. It's certainly, you know, Armagh was a great challenge as well, and Armagh pushed Derry to the pin of their collar last year, you know. But certainly from sort of the beginning of the year, you know, once that date was finalised and you knew who you were going to be up against, it was just a matter of trying to get as many positives as possible, you know, built within the group. You know, Division 1, hugely important. And indeed, then going and winning the league final as well, very important. Good positive end to the league for us. And now we're looking forward to this game immensely.
Yeah. And Jim, we're over the press night in Convoy. You've answered so many questions articulately. Thanks for coming back here and chatting to us. Listen, I was just saying to you in there about the plus points from the league around players. You know, obviously the Dons be back in Pater Mogan and McBertie, McHugh, and the injuries to different people, a lot of them cleared up. Then we picked up some more injuries, but particularly Keelan McGonigal going into number six, you know, has been a master stroke by Jim. And of course, as you mentioned, Kieran Moore, who, you know, you've seen that in him, that he could play fullback. You know, Kieran Thompson playing through the centre, and you know, I think the continued evolution of the likes of Darrell Boyle for years, who couldn't get into the Donegal team. You know, there's so many pluses going out throughout the league, but have they been your highlights players in the league in terms of how they've evolved?
All of them lads have done very well. I think every one of them, to be fair to them, Brenton, have worked very, very hard. And I suppose as a manager, you're trying to put the pieces of the jigsaw together. You know, it's one thing, you can be a very good player at inter-county level, but when you're trying to put a sort of a system in place and a style in place, and then who complements each other as well in terms of, you know, the players on the pitch, you know, the physical attributes, you know, the tactical awareness, all those things kind of factor into, you know, can a guy do a job in a certain place, and sort of looking to merge it all together into a team. And being honest, like, put my hands on my heart, like, we're not there yet in terms of that either, purely because we haven't had all the players available. So we don't have the full picture yet, but we do have a really good sense of those fellas you spoke about in terms of what they can do for the team. And so we're very, very happy that there's been really good progress on a lot of fronts, and hopefully now in the coming weeks that we can get to the point where more players are being reintegrated into the team, and that'll change it again. You know, that'll change, you know, when we get to the point where we say we have 8 defenders and 9 defenders and 10 defenders, you know, that's going to allow us, you know, obviously it's going to make it our job more difficult, but it also will allow us, with players like Kieran in particular, maybe more flexibility to look at them in different areas, and that, I suppose, allows you more tactical flexibility as well. A lot of positives, but when you're working with a team, you're always trying to get to the point where you fully understand them, and then you can, you know, you have that full 360 picture in your head, like, and we don't have that at the minute, which is a wee bit frustrating on one level, but it's exciting on another level as well, you know, because, you know, that moment hasn't come yet, so we don't know really, we don't know where the ceiling is. And so hopefully we can get through as much of that work as possible now in the coming weeks and months, and still have a good summer, for Donegal.
Yeah. Jim, there's a bit of a feeling that Derry had a real high point against Dublin, you know, in terms of where they're at, in terms of the trajectory of the season. Of course, they have to come down from that, get ready for Ulster. You've managed Division 2 with those different injuries, with the side you're playing. Is it a thing with the 5 guys that are injured? Hopefully we'll have as many back. I don't mind, you've been asked this question so often about injuries, I'm not going to ask again, but is it a thing where it was okay in Division 2, Derry's a step up, and it'd be very difficult to beat them missing some of your marquee men?
Listen, in order to beat Derry, the way they're going, the way they're playing, the experience that they have, you know, a team going for three in a row, they've just beat the All-Ireland champions in their home patch, all of that, like, you know, that's a tough challenge. Like, that is a tough challenge, and in order to come out the right side of that result, like, you know, you're going to have to play very well, and you're going to have as many people available as possible. But that, like, that's the beauty of the Ulster Championship, you know, that you know, these days present themselves. You know, I would imagine the tickets will be like gold dust, and everybody will want to be there. And you know, it's only on the road for Donegal people as well, and it'll be a special atmosphere. And from our point of view, then it's just important that we bring our best version. You know, that's the most important thing for us. And as I said many, many times, Brendan, in the past, like, the only thing then that guarantees you is that you're competitive, and that's all you want to be in these games. You want to be really, really competitive. And then once you're competitive, you've always got a chance of winning the game. But if you don't bring the best version of yourself, then you're not competitive, and then the whole thing, you know, for all the talk and for all the hoo-ha around the fixture and the atmosphere and all that, there, the whole thing goes south very quickly. So we just need to really focus on ourselves and stay tuned to try and tick as many boxes as we can in the lead into that game, and go in there and give a really good account of ourselves.
Yep. And John, just very last question. Are you aware, I know you'd be aware, but just talking to the lads there in terms of your name coming back in and how much they knew, you know, you're going to get the best from the squad, and they wanted to up their game. The energy that's come through the county, you know, the buzz of all the people, does that energise you to drive you on? Because you've given the whole county such a lift.
Look, I don't know about that, but, you know, I suppose when you're on the periphery of it, and you are in the county and things are not going well, there it does pull at the heartstrings, you know. So, you know, I'm delighted to be back now. I'm delighted to be working with these fellas. As I said to you earlier there, Brenton, you know, excited as well about the present, but and the future as well. You know, I do think that we're still only in a building phase with them. But, you know, they've done brilliantly to win games through that during the National League. And now we're going to be tested. Like, now the big test is coming, and we'll understand a lot more about where we are as a group. And, you know, if we can keep the positivity going and keep the results going, and that gives everybody in Donegal a boost, then there'll be nobody more happier than myself on that front. And, you know, that's I think that for me is the most important thing, and for the players as well. The players have to try and enjoy these moments as well. Like myself and yourself, we played together, we know what these days are about, but we also know how quickly they go in and how quickly they disappear. And so they have to find a way as well to enjoy, you know, the build-up, enjoy the training, even though they're being pushed, and challenge themselves, you know, because that challenge is coming. That's the one thing you're guaranteed of. Like, you know, it's going to be a massive shift to get anything out of that game, and for me, the boys have to relish that.